previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
A decent set of first quarter numbers from Africa's biggest cell phone group, MTN. Strong growth in both Nigeria and Ghana saw service revenue up 20%. MTN South Africa, facing what a company statement calls competitive challenges, most notably in prepaid, grew nearly 3%. Data revenue was up almost 29%. Fintech revenue grew around 25%. MTN's shares closed up 0.5%. Tiger Brands says it has made a formal settlement offer to victims of the 2017-18 listeriosis outbreak. A statement to the market from South Africa's largest food producer says the offer was made at the end of last month from its lead reinsurer, QBE Insurance Group. It includes an undertaking to pay proven or agreed compensatory damages in terms of the Consumer Protection Act. It's not known at this stage what the quantum of the damages might be, but more than 200 people died as a result of the outbreak. More than 1,000 more were affected. The statement makes it clear that this is not an admission of liability on Tiger's part, and the company also says it has sufficient product liability insurance to manage the claims. U.S. markets have surged on the possible U.S.-China trade deal. The two nations have agreed to cut harsh reciprocal tariffs, at least for the time being. Following weekend talks in Geneva, both sides have agreed that the U.S. would drop levies on Chinese imports from 145% to 30%, and China would cut duties from 125% to 10%. They now have 90 days to negotiate further. A joint statement said Washington and Beijing recognize the importance of the bilateral trade relationship to both countries and the global economy. The JSE saw both the All Share and Top 40 up by 0.3%, while London's FTSE was up 0.6%. But in New York, the Dow was up 2.8%, the S&P 500 up 3.3%, the Nasdaq up 4.4%. Not quite such joy in East Asia this morning. Tokyo up 1.7%, Hong Kong down 1.7%, Sydney up 0.6%. The US dollar has also firmed on that news, now 1.11 to the euro. The rand very slightly up, 18.26 to the dollar, 20.30 to the euro, 24.10 to sterling. And gold has moved easier, 3,236, platinum at 988, Bitcoin just over 101,700. Brent crude oil now just on $64.80 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.